No, I mean, I hope we don't get radiated from this antenna. There's a sign that says, caution radiation.
Where?
Upstairs.
Oh.
You're listening to Swept Together, the story of a modern romance between two adventurers at home, at work, and on the road.
We're your hosts, Annabelle and Christian. Join us as we explore the world and make our home together, wherever we end up.
Because after all, home is...
Unbelievable! Hello, everyone. We are recording this week live. Not live, because you're hearing this 2 days after we recorded it. But we're alive in Belize.
Yes, we're still alive in Belize.
Yes. And if you hear this episode on Tuesday, we're also still alive when you hear it.
At least till Monday.
So we are in the town of San Pedro on the island of Ambergris Key.
Key. Like K-E-Y.
But it's not spelled that way. It's spelled
no,
C-A-Y-E.
Right. I think it's because, here's my theory, is because you know how they have islander accents here? So it's like, hey, we're Ambergris Key. You know, oh God, that was horrible.
That was,
you know what I'm talking about, though? Like a islanderish.
I think key is an actual word pronounced this way.
C-A-Y-E?
Yeah, but I just always have messed it up. Even since...
I'm going to look this up.
Even since... Okay, so there was a song that I sang with my friend Biz. Nope, that one was spelled even differently. That one was spelled Q-U-A-Y.
Q-U-A-Y?
Right? That's also pronounced key?
A key. Also spelled key or key. Is a small, low-elevation, sandy island on the surface of a coral reef. Keys occur in tropical environments throughout the Pacific, Atlantic, and Indian Oceans, including in the Caribbean and on the Great Barrier Reef and Belize Barrier Reef, which is where we happen to be. On the Belize Barrier Reef, not the Great Barrier Reef.
Right. The key I was thinking of, Q-U-A-Y, is a...
Quay?
Yeah, it's pronounced key, though.
I think they pronounce it wrong. That looks like quay.
No, but I remember this very specifically in a song that we had to sing for a recital, and I kept messing it up.
Did you say quay?
Yeah, I guess it's an Australian thing.
It's an Australian thing? Well, maybe their Great Barrier Reef also has a quay.
Anyway.
So... A key is something that's on a coral, an island, a sandy island, or whatever.
Yep. So that's where we are, in Belize, in the Keys.
And then there's a coral reef, like 10 seconds away from our hotel.
Yes, we can see it from the window.
Right. Well, what?
Well, we can see where the waves are breaking.
Oh, yeah.
At the window.
Right. We're not snorkeling in our hotel room, because... That would be not as good for podcasting, for example. But anyway, right. This is the second time we've recorded from outside the U.S.
Yep.
Our first time was our very first episode.
Episode zero.
Yeah. And wait, did we do another episode too while we were there?
No.
Oh, we did.
But
it
we
afterwards?
Did have a Playa del Carmen episode, but it was after we got home.
But it was after we got home. Okay, so we've only done one outside the U.S. We didn't do one while we were in the Philippines. Unfortunately,
we were there for all of 10 seconds. So.
Right. So if you were here in our Airbnb again, this mm-hmm. is not a plug for Airbnb. We just happen to be in an Airbnb.
Right. So if you hear some ambient sounds
like a parrot or a toucan or a howler monkey or a pig or a lizard,
I was more
or a dog,
referring to like
or a plant
city sounds.
Or a rooster.
Because San Pedro, there are these little golf carts you can rent.
And everywhere.
People are just like zooming around in their golf carts.
Right. And there are dogs here, so you could probably hear some dogs.
Right.
But
none of the jungle animals that Christian just mentioned.
Yeah.
Except maybe parrots.
I've heard parrots and stingrays and skate rays.
We did pelicans, see stingrays.
And seagulls and sardines.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
And snapperfish.
That was just belly. On your plate.
Anyway, we love to travel. As you know, it's a core part of us. And that's who we are as a couple. That's why we are in Belize. Well, I mean, among the reasons why. We are also here because we are here to check out wedding venues. Woo-hoo. For our upcoming wedding. If you don't know about that, I think we said that we got
spoiler
engaged.
Alert, we're engaged. We did say that on the podcast.
Yeah, like on episode 21, maybe? 21? No, 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right after the Christmas break. Mm-hmm. But if you didn't know about that or the fact that we love to travel, you can listen to...
Welcome to the show.
You can listen to last week's episode about how we like traveling and how we do it so often.
Travel hacking episode.
Right. Episode 22. Right.
So you can listen to all those old episodes that we just mentioned and more.
If the that price was
my,
is right.
That was my radio announcer voice.
Oh.
At swepttogether.com. And you can find all of the show notes for today's episode at swepttogether.com/episode23.
Yes.
I can't believe we already have this many episodes. Yeah. Every single time we record one, I'm like, holy cow, we already have this many episodes.
Our podcast probably just got its first job. It's about time. Damn lazy podcast. Not making any money. No, seriously, we're not making any money off this podcast.
No, we're just doing it because we love it.
And so if you are listening on iTunes or the podcast app, please, please, please rate us. Hopefully you'll rate us like 5 stars and maybe you can say nice things and leave a glowing review for maybe other people that stumble upon our podcast somehow. If you don't know how to do that, you can go to swepttogether.com/share the love for step-by-step instructions on how to rate us or leave a review for us. So on with the show.
All right. So we have been in Belize for...
like 3 days.
2 nights.
Okay.
We are now in our third accommodation.
For... yes.
Which
every day so far we've traveled or moved to a different
bed. It's too much.
Bed.
It's too much. But why that happened, it was not how we intended, but why that happened is that we took a Southwest flight through Houston.
Houston Hobby.
Right. Houston Hobby. I think probably either airport would have been
bad.
Oh,
yeah, that's true.
But we forgot that it's Super Bowl weekend because neither of us really care about the Super Bowl. And
the Broncos
everyone
aren't playing, so.
Was flying into Houston for the Super Bowl.
I didn't even know that Houston was hosting the Super Bowl this year.
Nope, neither did I.
Because the Denver Broncos weren't doing too well, so then I stopped watching football. And really, I just stopped watching football in general unless the Broncos are doing well. Because
right.
I'm just,
I just
a fair
I
weather
like
fan.
To watch the proper football, a.k.a. soccer.
Football.
Football. So we were stuck on the tarmac in Houston for far too long. Our flight was delayed, and we ended up missing the last water taxi of the day out of Belize City.
To this island.
To our first planned stop, which was Key Cocker.
Right. And literally, I heard the pilot say, we don't know when we're going because there's too much Super Bowl traffic.
Right. And then
I was
he
damn you, Super Bowl.
He pointed across the airport and was like, look at all those corporate jets. And there were indeed a plethora of corporate jets.
Stupid Tom Brady.
So.
I guess I'll just join in the hate of the Patriots.
Oh, man.
Apparently everybody hates them, so
everybody loves
I'll keep
to hate
doing
the
that.
Patriots. So we ended up spending one night in Belize City.
At some random
hotel. We saw nothing while we were there except a Chinese restaurant.
Because it was nighttime and we were like, I don't know if we should go anywhere.
We were like right along the highway just at some random cheap hotel so that we could get to the first water taxi the next morning.
Right. And something that is different about international travel that might surprise you, or maybe it's not because you already know about it, but we went to a hotel and we were like, we need a room for the night. And then the owner or whoever was there and it was like, it's 80 Belize, which in American dollars is $40. And then I was like, okay. And I gave him $40 American. Mm-hmm. And he was like, here's the key. It's down there. And that's it. There was like, not, where's your ID? What's your name even? Like, just, here's money you gave me, or here's a key because you gave me money. And that was cool, but also kind of frightening. Fun fact that we learned from our wedding planner is...
I don't know where you're going. I'm sorry.
The fun fact that we learned from our wedding planner is that Belize used to be the...
Oh, yeah. Belize used to be, I mean, maybe it still is, I don't know, but a haven for people running away with their children, absconding one of the parents, leaving, like in a split custody case or a divorce or whatever. They'd flee the country with their children. Apparently, Belize is like the place to go. In that instance.
Because hotels will not ask you for your ID or anything.
Well, I think it primarily has to do with the fact that you can speak English here and they take the dollar. But apparently now, if you're coming to Belize as a single parent with a child, you have to have all of this extra paperwork signed by the other parent to let you in.
Yeah, so don't try that at home
in Belize. Don't try to abscond with your children in general, but Belize is not where you should come.
Yeah. And then the water taxi ride. So we finally got to the water taxi the next morning. And it was an adventurous ride because it wasn't a rocking kind of motion like you would think a boat would do. It's like a jet boat.
Yeah, it was a speedboat, basically.
It's got like three motors attached to it. And
with 100 people in it.
Right, with 100 people and like...
We were all crowded in there.
Mm-hmm. And then it went really fast. So it was basically like if you were in a Jeep on a bumpy road going 75 miles an hour. That's what it felt like.
Yeah, we definitely would have all died if that water taxi had sank.
Right,
because there was no getting out of there.
There was like little tiny windows and two doors and 175 people. Maybe not 175. But we finally made it to Key Cocker where...
Thankfully.
Yeah, where their motto is go slow. Because they have a go slow kind of lifestyle because there's no... Mm-hmm. This island is like 1.5 kilometers long by 1/4 of a kilometer wide, so it's not very big, so they don't have many cars, if at all. Like we only saw literally like 3 trucks, and they were all work trucks.
Government, yeah, like work trucks.
Right, everybody else was either on a bike, on foot, or in a golf cart, and that's how people got around.
There were no paved roads.
Right, so I mean, I could see why the go slow motto is good for that, because there was no paved roads. It's not a good idea for people to zoom around.
Everybody operates on island time, for sure.
Oh, yeah, totally. Really long island time.
Our Airbnb host was describing the hours of her coffee shop and was like, well, sometimes we're closed from 12 to 1, but we'll stay open if there are people. And sometimes we'll open early, and sometimes we'll just close. And you're just like, okay, well,
what are your hours?
I guess I'll show up. And if you're not there, then I'll go somewhere else.
But they had hours posted, but what they should have posted was hours, whenever the hell we feel like.
Right.
But the glow slow lifestyle seems to be very, you know, purposeful because of like just the way things are on that island. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, is just being more intentional and purposeful in our lives and what we've been doing to that end.
Yeah, I think spending, even though it was just 24 hours, spending 24 hours on Key Cocker was a great detox from our U.S. glorification of busy. It was good.
What?
How the U.S., like, you've never heard that? The glorification of busy?
No. What is that?
It's like how Americans like to be busy. Like, everyone is like, how are you? Great, busy. Like, everybody's just like, I'm busy.
I'm busy at work.
Or everything's great. We've been so busy.
Super
like,
hectic.
Like, being, yeah, people guess, wear their busyness like a badge of honor. So it's like the glorification of busy. I forget where that came from.
Maybe we should just start with, like, what have you been doing? Nothing. I've been doing nothing.
We took a nap,
which is awesome.
Went on a walk.
And I've been doing not a damn thing.
Yeah.
Until we got here.
To record this podcast, basically.
Yeah, and then so, you know, we've been reading this book called by these guys, The Minimalists. I'm sure you've already heard about them because they've been on this book tour, and they have this Netflix documentary that talks about their book.
It's very good.
And, you know, it was kind of a similar situation where the guys were in like these corporate jobs, spending all kinds of money, or spending as much money as they were making, and they were making a lot, and then they were just sitting around looking at all of their stuff, and they were like unhappy because, you know, that little pump of adrenaline or dopamine after you buy something like goes away pretty instantaneously.
Yeah.
You know, after you get used to it and normalizes into your life, the cars and boats and big houses and stuff, like you get used to it and then
boats.
All three boats. You get used to all three boats and you just kind of you know, it doesn't mean anything to you.
Yeah.
So you know, we've been reading about that, and it really makes a lot of sense for us because, I mean, we're downsizing for this RV trip, so that's, like, part of minimalism.
Wow.
Minimalizing for us. So we have to do that. We're having to do that anyway, and it's, like, really freeing when, you know, we take another load to the Goodwill or, you know,
sell something on Craigslist.
It's like, wow, all of this stuff, it's like out of our lives, and we didn't really need it or want it anymore, and it's just like a really big weight, a load off.
And you know, part of the reason that we're here in Belize and that we're planning to do a destination wedding is because you know, it's kind of a minimalist experiment for us in that we get to prioritize what we really want, like what's important to us, which is about being with the people we love and going on an adventure. And we don't have to, you know, we're really going through intentionally all of the things that are quote unquote tradition,
right,
in a wedding, and figuring out what is actually important to the two of us and how we can make our wedding feel like us. And it's really cool.
Yeah.
We're really enjoying it. Plus, we're like outsourcing a lot of the logistics stuff to a wedding planner. So,
right.
High fives for that.
And, you know, we are kind of doing away with a lot of the, you know, like pomp and circumstance. You know, we're not doing a lot of decorations or flowers or things. We're not doing,
because we're having a wedding in a pretty place.
Right. And we're not doing the, what are those things in the middle? the table. Centerpieces.
Centerpieces.
We're not doing like the frou-frou little centerpieces because, I mean, that's just not us. You know, it's not about the decorations. It's about the time and experience together and with the people that we want to have in our lives.
And if you like those things, we're not hating on you.
No,
the point
totally
of
not.
Minimalism is not to, like, there's no one way to do things. It's about evaluating what brings you joy. Centerpieces do not bring either of us joy. So we're not worrying about it.
Right.
If they bring you joy because you love to throw big parties, then by all means.
Yeah. And
so
another intentional thing that we are doing with this wedding is not going into debt to pay for it. You know, we talked about this earlier about how we were budgeting, and we're always talking about how we budget together. I mean, this trip we had our own separate budget for just this Belize trip as well, which is part of the wedding budget.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not even, you know, dipping into external budget. We're using this trip as part of the wedding budget, because that's, you know, something core to us is not going into debt for this one day of our lives.
Right.
That can, you know, we can put that money to better use.
So I think what the core of minimalism and intentionality has come down to for us is focusing on all the things in our life that bring us joy instead of trying to live up to what someone else's version of success might look like.
Right. I mean, it's out there in the media because they want you to buy stuff. And that's why they define success and happiness as this new car or this new phone or this new whatever, because that's what they want you to do. They want you to buy, and that makes us like a consumerist. Is that a good, is that the right word? Consumerism society? No, consumerist society.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go with consumerist society. And that's just not who we are and, you know, what we want to do with our lives. We want to have as many cool experiences that we can. And that's one of the reasons why we're doing the RV trip as well, because not a lot of people make time for an RV trip until, you know, maybe they're
retirement years.
Retired, right. And that's when they do it. But we're like, well, we're young and we don't have kids and we don't, you know, have that kind of responsibility to hold us down. So why not experience the things that that an RV trip around the country could provide us, like,
yeah,
seeing all the national parks, for example. You know, that's one of the things too that we're very intentional about, is seeing the beauty of nature, because we both love, you know, seeing natural wonders, natural things. That's just something that we like to do.
Yeah. And, you know, I've been, along with the minimalism or the minimalist book that we've been reading, which is, I think, actually their second book.
Yeah, I think so. I think this, we're reading the memoirs.
Right.
So, like, the leading up to how they wrote,
right,
the first
book. How they became
book.
The minimalists.
Right.
What's the name of it?
I don't know. I can look it up.
Not All That Remains.
No, All That Remains is the one that we're reading now.
Or Everything.
Everything That Remains, a memoir.
Like.
And then Minimalism, Live a Meaningful Life.
Okay.
And they have several books.
So we've been reading Everything That Remains. And along with that, I've also been reading the book Essentialism very slowly. I think I've talked about it on the podcast before. It seems like I've been reading it for months. But I just finished it. But
can I read that too?
Huh?
Since it's on your Kindle?
Yeah.
No, because you haven't shared your Kindle with me.
Yeah, I did.
It's not on my thing, on my Kindle.
Well, I shared it with you. I'll try it again.
Okay.
But yes, you should be able to read it. Anyway, Essentialism's main point, so it's a business focus book, and it's all talking about basically eliminating the non-essential tasks.
Yeah, living on purpose, or doing things on purpose,
right,
for your business,
right, and not doing all of the urgent things that feel like they're important but aren't.
Can you what do they mean by urgent? How do they distinguish between urgent and things that are important? Because those sound the same to me. If it's urgent, it's probably important or something. I mean, why do they define it differently?
Well,
or how do they define it?
So I'm not going to probably quote it the same way that the book did it, but what it means for me is, you know, urgent things may be your client work, but important things may be your systems or your strategy, your high-level strategy, or, you know, the things that you do in your business behind the scenes that move your business forward.
Yeah.
The clients emailing you at all hours of the day might be urgent, but they're not necessarily, not to say that your client work isn't important, but a lot of times we spend, especially as business owners, we spend all of our time doing client work and none of our time doing like the strategizing.
Right.
Or the, you know, the stuff that improves and really moves our business forward.
Is that the like working in your business versus on your business mentality? Right.
I think so. And so he talks about, you know, setting boundaries with when you talk to clients or when you check email or when you're on social media or, you know, just basically looking at your to-do list and eliminating. I think a lot of times, too, as an entrepreneur, I see other businesses doing things and I think, oh, that would be a great idea. And so then I add it to my to-do list. And then you just end up with a really long to-do list that's completely overwhelming, but not actually important.
Yeah.
So something that I've been working on is really streamlining my business and getting systems in place so that what I'm doing in my business is stuff that is important.
You know, this kind of reminds me of something that just reminded me of something. Like, you know how I've been learning about agile project management?
Mm-hmm.
So in agile, they have what's called a backlog, and that's, you know, that's all the things that you need to do. And then every, you know, every week or whatever, they take a look at the backlog and they say, okay, let's focus on these things, and then we'll take the next 2 weeks to figure that out. And that's called a sprint. And so a sprint will effectively do something at the end of the sprint. Let's say if you wanted to work on a part of your business, your next product,
right?
Not the juniper, but the next thing.
The spruce, it's coming next month.
Right, the spruce. Okay, so if you're working on the spruce, right? So you would have a sprint for the spruce, and that's all you would work on for the next 3 weeks. And anything that isn't the spruce, you wouldn't work on that.
Right.
And so you would say, okay, that's something that doesn't need to happen, right? You know, those other things like, I don't know, working on another system, for example, that's not something you want to work on during this sprint because it doesn't involve the spruce. So then
right. You
just keep working on the spruce until you're done. And then if it's once the 3 week sprint is done, then theoretically you would be, your spruce would be complete.
Right.
And so maybe.
Right. It's like having one task, one objective.
Right. And they call it like a minimum viable product,
mm-hmm.
which is minimum viable spruce.
Right.
For example. So is it something like that?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like that.
Cool. So it's like agile. I never knew that agile could be something that could be put towards how to set up a business. But Anyway, and then so that's very purposeful for your business. And, you know, for our relationship, for example, this, you know, doing the sweep up is something purposeful to us.
Right. We do it pretty much every night, not just for the podcast.
Right. And that's something that is core to us too, because, you know, it helps us to check in with each other on a almost daily basis. We like to go on walks too, so that we can just spend time outside of, you know, working on stuff or whatever. We, you know, walking around the neighborhood, even though that sounds, you know, kind of like we're not doing anything. Like, yeah, we're not doing anything except just being in each other's company.
Yep.
So that's purposeful for our relationship.
Yeah. So shall we do the sweep up?
Yeah.
What made you feel loved today?
So much has made me feel loved here in Belize. It's, you know, it's because we're talking about our wedding and planning for it and doing everything like that. And we went to premarital counseling. We started premarital counseling last week. And one of the things that our counselor asked me was, you know, what do I like about you? And I told her that what I like is that, you know, one of the things I liked about you is that we work very well as a team, that we don't, you know, that we're actually like on the same side working for a common goal and a common purpose. And doing the wedding planning with you solidifies that even more, because, you know, we're not like, you know, arguing and fighting. It's not like we're fighting against each other. We're working together as a team towards this common goal of preparing our wedding together. And so that makes me feel loved.
Aww.
How about you? What made you feel loved?
I think what has made me feel loved today is just spending all of this quality time going on walks, talking, not feeling like we're being distracted by work or all of our responsibilities. We can just talk about each other and talk about our wedding, and it's just been really special to have that focused time with each other.
You're welcome, babe. And what about you guys? What has made you feel loved today or this past week? Let us know if anything resonated with you about what we just talked about, living a purposeful and intentional life. Go to our show notes, swepttogether.com/episode23, and share us with your friends. If you know of some people that might like hearing what we have to say, let them know about us. Hit the share button on your iPhone, and it'll send them a text message with a link to our show.
If you'd like to share the show on social media, you can find us pretty much everywhere at Swept Together. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Our handle is at Swept Together. And you can also find us on iTunes at Swept Together, where you can rate us and leave us a review.
Yes. And, you know, the theme of this week was living a purposeful life, because, you know, there's just so much junk out there on social media, on Facebook and Twitter. There's like political rants and people pointing fingers at each other. And people are just focusing on the wrong things these days. And our message is that we want to live a purposeful and intentional life and define happiness for ourselves rather than focusing on, you know, all the negatives of the world.
Oh, there's so many right now.
Right. And, you know, is that like, think for a second before posting, you know, that political post. Is it really going to add value to your life or others' lives? Or spending money on that new gadget or whatever gonna really fulfill you in the long run? I would say no. And I saw this cool meme today that like really went along with this, and I shared it on my social media, and it says, no one is going to stand up at your funeral and say, she had a really expensive couch and great shoes. Don't make life about stuff. And with that, we'll
truth
leave you.
Bomb.
Yeah. We'll leave you to hopefully have a purposeful week. Thanks so much for tuning in every week.
Oh, we really appreciate you listening and all the encouragement you give us when you listen to our show and reach out to us. We're so thankful.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing your time with us this week.
Until next time.
Love you guys.
Say what way?